Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chris Apocalypse, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, I found a comment on a right-wing website called poll.co. I thought you might be interested in what this poller had to say about the Red Pill Revolution occurring in South Korea. It is fascinating how he has summed up this awakening in such a short period of time. It just goes to show you that Western feminist influence corrupts everything it touches. So here goes, and I quote, "Hello, I'm a Korean, and this revolution I'm referring to is not the well-known historic downtrend of Korean birth rates, which are currently 0.84 last year. By the word revolution, I mean that now all Korean beta males, for beta here I mean men with sexual marketplace value of 8 or lower on the 1 to 10 scale, between the ages of 18 to 39, a considerable portion of age 40 and above, is now consciously aware of it, and thinking about red pill truths. Every Korean person, man or woman, of age between 18 to 39 are now aware of this topic. The entire Korean internet community, including normie web like Facebook, Instagram, and so on, without exception, is now talking almost exclusively about this topic for roughly a week now. This is not an exaggeration. The whole nation is now talking about this. This started October 22nd, 2021, on the biggest Korean internet community, DC Inside. OP Marriage beta male of AFBB Dynamics is bragging about his wife, saying that I saw my wife's high school yearbook, and she was a social butterfly, i.e. slut at high school, followed with a description about her slutty appearance with the word proud. I show her my photo from high school, and she ridiculed me. And behold, the first comment started all of this revolution after 9 months, with just a single word, dishwashing. Maybe it isn't as clear as in Korean because of the translation. But literally everyone in Korea, many of them with less than zero knowledge about TRP or MGTOW or anything about the manosphere, these topics are non-existent in Korea, just by intuition understood that the Western intersexual dynamics by that single word. It's the greatest rhetoric I've ever seen in my entire life. What happened now is a simultaneous red pill rage of over 90% of the male population in the 18 to 39 age bracket, with at least 70% of them experiencing black pill-type despair. Imagine how it would feel if literally every man in your country, including now ex-male feminist soy boy pussy-worshipping type of men, are suddenly awakened with the truth of female nature and everything. The modern marriage, abortion, sluts, female virginity, and everything related to civilization. Beta male-female monogamy, and so on. And all of this is suddenly happening in a country that had no significant awareness about this only a week ago. I can't express it properly, but I think this kind of thing has never happened before anywhere on this planet. I expect by 2023, Korean birth rates to plummet somewhere below 0.3, by the extremely conservative estimation. It's really happening. Even the vast majority of married beta males are not denying the theory or attacking the dishwashing theory, which is a Korean term. They're saying, this is me, you guys are right, never get married, and so on. Countless numbers of canceled weddings are happening right now. By dishwashing theory, the ugly truth about Korean women is being disclosed right now. For example, the abortion number in Korea is 1.1 million performed per year. The total Korean population is 51 million. The yearly Korean newborn baby number is around 200,000. Female-exclusive communities are active sharing information about how to kill your husband slowly. And this has been discovered yesterday. So what's the conclusion? I don't have any. I just thought that this is an unprecedented phenomenon, and something interesting. If you enjoyed this post, that's my pleasure. If you don't, I'm sorry. Have a nice day, and God bless. HC. Well, Chris Apocalypse, thanks for the donation and sharing HC's story from Korea. I'll discuss it in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Man's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Gundam-style Korean barbecue clown world show. China and Japan have birth rates that are well below replacement as well. Japan has 1.34, and China had 1.7 children per woman in 2020. The people of all these countries have similar genes for the most part. They also live a mostly Western way of life. The only difference is that in Korea, feminism has infiltrated that society out in the open. I keep hearing from people that we need to go back to traditionalism. But that's not going to save the birth rate in technologically advanced civilizations. And neither will feminism. Japan has 1.34 and Korea has 0.84. One is a more traditional society where the woman wants to stay at home, while the other has been infiltrated by feminists. I believe we seriously need to reorganize family life and reproduction a third way on this planet. I hope everyone else can see that. So what the hell does dishwashing mean? It can be summed up according to the controversial dishwashing theory video that I put in the description. As a word that refers to a person with little or no experience in relationships, marrying a person who was sexually promiscuous in his or her youth, comparing food to others eating and washing dishes. Basically, a dishwasher is a beta male virgin simp that marries a cock carousel riding slur and cleans up the Jackie Chan cock stains left behind by the other guys. Most likely when she's in her early 30s, when she's all used up and looking for someone easily manipulated to loot. Red pill ideas blowing up in a country like that are nothing new. Brazil is another example of feminism feeding the growth of MGTOW, but YouTube banned most of the channels and community there. At one time, it was bigger than the English-speaking one. So now we have herbivore men in Japan, lying flat in China, and dishwashing in Korea. The video I shared says that Korea is now over and the situation of young women riding the rooster roller coaster, only to later try and get together with an inexperienced simp, is making guys reluctant to be with used-up women. This is before the 0.84% fertility rate. I don't believe that rate's going to fall to 0.3 in the next 2 years, because 80% of Korean simps are actually going their own way. It'll more likely be a much higher number per woman in 2023. There'll probably be some bounce back because of the COVID crisis. But what's really scary is I honestly never thought I'd see a number in a country go below one child per woman anywhere in the world. I was shocked when I saw that number a while back of 0.84. It's almost a third of replacement levels. If the trend continues, then in 3 or 4 generations, the population of Korea could actually be under 10 million. I find it hilarious how the Korean simps are saying that the sluts that chase them once they get into their 30s are a dish that others ate before them, but not him. He's gotta polish a turd, more like wash a dish. I looked up on the CIA website for their prediction birth rates in South Korea, and it's back up to 1.09 right now for this year. Even Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia and Turkey are now below replacement fertility rates. A lot of Western men go to places like Korea or Japan to geomax and suck on soy-flavored slits, and they're feasting on the folds that Korean beta males are freaking out over. You'd think the Korean women would be no worse than the ones found in China or Japan. A couple of months ago, I was wandering through a Walmart looking for a printer. Suddenly, I saw 3 giant panda-sized Korean women. Think Kim Jong-un with boobs. They were all about 200 to 300 pounds. While growing up in high school, the Korean girls were the only East Asian women that I knew that were overweight. Some of them, anyways. I didn't really know the situation in Korea, so maybe there was an obesity epidemic. I doubt it because, according to a couple sites I found, only 5.5% of people there are obese. It has the second lowest obesity rate in the world after Japan. So that can't be the reason why women in Korea are expressing their female nature and riding the carousel over there. The difference between Japan and Korea is that in Korea, Christianity is far more prevalent. Christianity has been declining everywhere in the world in the last few decades. So morality and chastity have been flying out the window faster in Korea than Japan, probably. There are 15 million Christians in South Korea. MGTOW rose in Brazil once the women there dumped Christianity and Catholicism and embraced feminism as their new belief system. Considering how there are or were many Christians in South Korea, almost a third of the population, is it possible that women there needed a new religion to reach for as they stopped going to church? Women that were crazy church ladies going around and tone policing everyone have now increasingly taken to feminist beliefs and are tone policing men in the so-called patriarchy. If that's really the case, then by the time feminism is done with a place like the Philippines, all the men in that country are probably going to be wearing dresses or skirts. Christians tend to have the I'm right, you're wrong, righteous attitude thing going on. I also noticed that attitude in Koreans in high school while I was growing up. A strong, irrational faith doesn't just evaporate. Once you've set up patterns for your behavior in your brain, you need to be expressing it, or else you tend to self-destruct. As for the red-pilling of Korea, it doesn't really surprise me. The whole world is quickly being red-pilled or black-pilled by women's behavior. Women can do whatever they want. In Korea, the women are more into nightlife, and this leads to more hookups and shopping. Japan is more quiet, peaceful, and reserved. I was looking for beautiful places to visit in Japan versus South Korea, and I found way more gardens, parks, and traditional architecture in Japan. Korea also has K-drama, while they actually have anime in Japan. You have to think that if there are more romantic comedies and dramas on television in Korea, it's going to influence some of the women to relive some of that in real life. You really have to wonder what's going on when Japanese men just quickly decided to go their own way, reading anime and eating pudding as grass eaters, while the Korean men seem to be more emotional about getting leftover women. I could be wrong, but from my experience, growing up, Koreans are just more emotionally expressive than the Japanese kids I knew. Japan also has a culture where the cultural identity is at the center. But in Korea, it's more about the family being at the center. But the family unit there is disintegrating. I found a short article called Why Divorce Rates Are Changing in South Korea. That article has this to say, and I quote, "Before 1990, the divorce rates were some of the lowest in the world. During that time, it was difficult for a divorced man to find a job, and many women would not want to marry a divorced man. The divorce rate has since increased by 400% from 1990 to 2017, and social views are changing. Why the change? In the past, most people had traditional patriarchal values, which contributed to keeping the divorce rate low. This increase has been especially true for older Koreans. In recent years, women are becoming more educated, and there are now more employment opportunities for them. There has also been an increase in individuality, which means each partner making decisions for themselves, rather than for the benefit of the immediate or extended family. With an increase in divorce, there's also been an increase in second marriages. Additionally, there's also been a delay in the age of marriage and having children," unquote. So it's a society that's increasingly about the individual, and this breeds narcissism so that it also contributes to lower birth rates. Looks to me like Korean women don't need no man. That is until the K-pop chads have feasted on her, and then she needs a beta male to wash the dishes and take out the trash. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chrispocalypse for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Korean men don't want to be the last to smash an overused gash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the panda-sized Korean women waiting to settle with some inexperienced simp after they've been devoured by dozens of other dudes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.